transition meditation. Make a smooth transition from worker bee to erotic me by doing this imagination visualization practice. After you have completed most of the necessary work for the day, whether after a business day or the work of putting the kids to bed and the kitchen back in order, it's time to transition to sexy time, adult time, or personal erotic time. Whatever the next section of time is going to be for you, even if it's just sleep, it is a good idea to let go of the busyness of the day by doing a transition meditation. Because most women are multitasking and carrying a lot of to-do lists, ideas, worries, and what didn't get done lists in their heads, it can be hard to feel sexual at the end of the day. To clear the mind and become receptive to lovemaking or a good night's sleep, practice this meditation. You may choose to have a special notebook by your bedside to capture last-minute concerns or reminders so that you remember them tomorrow and you get rid of the free-floating anxiety that comes from holding on to things. Turn off all electronics, if possible, including cell phones, TVs, and computers. Before engaging in meditation, it is helpful to create some type of physical transition ritual to shift gears and prepare your mind and body for rest or sex play. Choose a few physical practices that impact each of your senses: touch, smell, taste, sound, sight. These may include a hot bath or shower, drinking a cup of tea, brushing your teeth, and putting on sexy pajamas. Next, turn down the lights and/or light an aromatic candle. Snuggle into the bed or on the couch while you do the meditative practice. This is a special offloading practice that begins with sitting quietly for 60 seconds while taking slow, deep breaths. Become settled and calm. Begin by recalling what went right for the day and congratulate yourself for a job well done. For example, you might say, "Nice job getting the kids off to school with healthy lunches. Homework done and on time." Or, "You did a great job handling that angry customer at work. Bravo for not losing your cool." It is important to take note of what went well rather than harping on the things that didn't go as planned or didn't get done. Beginning with a positive attitude will allow you to move on to things that you'd like to improve with a kind frame of mind. It is as if your recognition of how competent you actually are sets you up for more success tomorrow. This will allow you to let go of the day, permitting you to confidently shift your energy to rest and recovery, knowing that you have what it takes to handle the next day without having to obsess over tomorrow, this evening. In this phase, you may bring out a pad of paper to make a list of things that are important for tomorrow. That email you forgot to write, the school glue your daughter needs, the phone call to the insurance agent, or whatever. Since it is on the paper, you can give yourself permission to let go of any worry associated with the task. If need be, you can imagine for a moment exactly what you will do in the most positive manner, with ease and grace. If you know you must have a difficult conversation with a coworker, imagine that you've already completed the job with a compassionate, fair, and kind attitude. Imagine the other person, or their soul, thanking you for your generosity. It's important to set your intention to be the best version of yourself rather than preparing a negatively charged scenario where you have to defend or argue. That would only cause your brain to stay amped up, prepared for a fight. Next, as you set the pen and paper down, imagine a fairy, a manservant, a genie, or an angel appearing to take the list from you. This kind of faithful attendant is agreeing to take the issue at hand and will bring it to special guides or guardians to bless the list with positive energy. Imagine that they are working on your behalf to make sure that the people, places, and objects will be easily handled. Because this magical being doesn't need sleep, you can imagine that they will work through the night if needed, so you can relax. As this magical being leaves, you thank them and return to noticing your breath. Take a few more slow, deep breaths and smile inwardly with satisfaction that you've done a great job today and you've set things in motion for a great tomorrow. If at any point during the night another issue pops up, imagine sending a magical email to your attendant, asking them to put it on the list, and let it go. If you still need a bit of relaxing or pampering, you could now move to the bed, if you're not already there, and lie down in the most comfortable position you can. If you have some sexy music soundtrack, turn it on. If you enjoy massages or spa treatments, imagine that a host or hostess comes in to give you a nice foot massage before bed. If you have a partner who is willing to play the role, invite him or her to do so. Allow yourself to get in touch with the feeling of being served, nurtured, and pampered, with the quiet assurance that everything is done or being handled as it should. The more erotic the scenario you imagine, the better, especially if you're making the transition from a busy day into an evening of lovemaking. Now is the time to be turned on and fully present for the encounter that is coming next. So, allow yourself to be creative with the storyline you imagine in your head. See also the erotic scenario meditation above. I have compiled several steamy scenarios for you that you can read or listen to in order to get warmed up and in the mood.